Good morning, everyone. This is Riley Sports Talk Show, the one and only Riley Sports Talk Show in Boston. We are back, and I'm happy to hear that the NBA team for the Boston Celtics have clinched a playoff spot, the first team to do it without Kristaps Porzingis. And we're going to break it down for everyone that's tuning in every single day of the week. So today, I'm going to focus on the Boston Celtics, New England Revolution, the Women's Gold Cup, and everything. I'm just going to break it down for y'all and everything like that. So with that being said, let's get started. All right, so what ended up with the Boston Celtics winning that game is just because of the fact that even though Jaylen Brown played but Kristaps Porzingis didn't, they have one of the biggest depths in the NBA, like as in playing style, so much chemistry. Even one guy is out, it means like the next man up. But the Boston Celtics, they won by 15 points. I remember talking to my boy Brandon and Matt at the cafeteria. And I'm just like asking them, how many points do you think the Celtics will win by? You know, Kevin Durant's a tough player. Devin Booker is a really good player too. But I said they would win more by 10 points. The reason why I said that is because looking at the analytics, it's just like I just had a gut feeling that they would be up by more than 10 points, you know. And I just got that prediction right, you know. Which is pretty cool to see, man. With that being said, it's really a good thing, bro. It's really a good thing because when you have a team like that consistently, like, working day in and day out, you know, working on the progress just to make it better for yourself, it makes things so much easier, bro, for your players. I feel like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum now are in a groove, the first team to clinch an NBA playoff. And they're on a good roll right now. They're like 52 and like 14. First place in the Eastern Conference. That's not a bad record at all. So with that being said, Celtics, continue to do your winning ways and just keep it making it happening. You know, right now we clinched the playoff spot for the first seed. So let's just keep it going. It's exciting to see how like other players are able to step up and just like, you know, just dominate. So it's pretty good to see, man. With that being said, I'm going to talk about the New England Revolution. Yesterday, the New England Revolution played at 8 o'clock yesterday, and they ended up winning in aggregate 5-2 in aggregate. But also, to New England Revolution advance to the next round. The reason why this team is so successful right now in these playoffs is because one of the things that they've done so far that have been pretty good, they've been scoring a lot of goals early. The last three or four games that they played, they've been efficient with the scoring. They didn't need to really play Carlos Hill because they're already up 4-0. They just rest them. So that's what I mean by like resting players. They don't need all their players if they're up by a big deficit. They don't really need to start their best players. They could just put, like, you know, the other players so they get more playing time, you know what I mean? So that's the thing, man. And it was a good game. You know, the regular score was 1-1, but aggregate score was, like, 5-2. Varonis scored that goal in the 80th minute. Was pretty cool to see on TV and stuff. So it's exciting, bro. It's exciting. So now that everything is being said, we're going to play Club America in the quarterfinals. Yeah, Club America in the quarterfinals. This is a really good team in La Liga MX. We know what to expect from them, but we just got to play it to our standards when we play Club America in La Liga MX for the quarterfinals. I know it's not going to be an easy game. It's going to be a tough game. But, you know, that's one of the things, man. You just got to hold your own and just play to your best of your abilities, you know. With the Revolution team, they've been doing pretty good in this tournament. So I do believe that they could have a chance. But they just have to be really tough-minded and know that it's not going to be easy. But, you know, you just got to do what you got to do. With that being said, the New England Revolution in the regular season haven't won a game yet, but I feel like they're more focused on the playoff tournament thing. But they actually play this weekend, the New England Revolution, where Apple TV is going to be free for all games, I heard. So if you want to go watch a couple of these MLS games, if you're interested, just go to the Apple TV Plus and just you can watch for free all the games that are happening this weekend, which is tomorrow. So it's going to be exciting. So yeah, man, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. So the New England Revolution this weekend are going to end up playing. Let's see. You just got to pull up their schedule. They're going to play this weekend. They're going to play FC Cincinnati. It's going to be for free. It's going to be March 17th, which is not Saturday, but a Sunday. So most of the games play on Saturday. Revolution play on a Sunday. Apple TV is going to be for free against FC Cincinnati at 2 o'clock. And also, too, the Revolution's next game. Yeah, so it's going to be Sunday, 2 o'clock. And also, too, March Madness has come a long way, too. March Madness coming up. The bracket selections this Sunday. So the games don't start until, like, I believe on Tuesday, March 17th, where all the teams are going to round at 64. I'm doing a bracket this year. If you want to join my bracket or do a bracket, we could do it together or, you know, let me know on the Instagram chat or Snapchat. Just hit me up if you need any like bracket information about teams and stuff. So we'll see. And then for the Patriots, New England Patriots got a couple key plays to signing. Jacoby Brissett. We got Antonio Gibson from the Washington Commanders. And we got rid of Mac Jones. And we got Talkie Talkie on the Cleveland Browns, bro, that defender, the defensive guy. But, you know, it's one of those things where the Patriots could do really good this season, but, you know, they just got to build up that chemistry. We got a new head coach. So one of the things we're going to have to inform is that, like, it's going to be a fresh start. I feel like this team will win more games than what they did last season. It's going to be really exciting. And so we'll see from there. You know, it's still early. They got to go through preseason and all that stuff. So we'll see how they do. Colorado, though. Deion Sanders, man. What is Deion Sanders going to have to do to become a better coach for his team? The biggest thing I feel like Shedeur Sanders needs for that team to become successful compared to last season is that they need some big boys that could block, man. Those big guys that could block compared to, like, all the teams that Colorado lost to, they were all ranked schools. They only beat TCU. They won, like, a couple of games here and there. Like, they went, like, 3-0, and then they lost, like, all the rest of their games. Because, you know, Oregon has a big team, you know. And, like, they're bigger guys, and they weren't able to block. They got fast wide receivers, but they need bigger guys in the O-line to be able to block for Shedeur Sanders. That's the biggest thing. But with that being said, they'll work on those in the offseason, and we'll see how they do next season when they come up for college football again, you know? And yeah, man, it's like exciting news is, I know the Women's World Cup won their Gold Cup. They beat Canada and Brazil. They beat Canada 2-1, and they beat Brazil 1-0. And it's like, with the Canada game, man, that conditions were not really that good. The rain was not absorbed on the turf, but it was like, it felt like the ball wasn't going anywhere, the soccer ball. So, but they ended up getting the job done. Congrats to the Women's World Cup on winning it. It's an amazing accomplishment for their team and their fans, you know. So, shout out to them, man. You know, they played very well, consistently. Actually, my boy Jack was the one who actually, Coach Jack was the one who told me about the game, and I watched it a little bit against the Canada game. I didn't see the Brazil game, but I saw the Canada game. The conditions were like, whoa, like, dang. It was on Paramount Plus a couple days ago. But, yeah, they ended up winning and doing their thing. So, that's an amazing feeling for them, you know. And with that being said, man, the Boston Celtics are still in first. The Revolution's still in the playoffs. for the CONCACAF. And, yo, this is exciting, man. This is real exciting stuff. Tom Brady once said in a quote that I watched on a motivational speech. He said this. You gotta work hard. And you gotta just make sure you do what you need to do every single day, you know? And it's just like, that's so true. As a mind of a champion, people are looked at, you're always comparing yourself to other people. But if you only think about it as in a perspective way, you do it like the way you wanna do it, and like you look at yourself as like accomplished and knowing what to do for yourself and how to be the best. You just do what you need to do, man. And now he's making podcasts and talking with the best people. That's an amazing thing, bro. To win 7 Super Bowls is just like, and being a late round pick is just inspiring. You know, everybody has an inspiring story, but I'm just saying, like, people like that just inspire other people to do good, you know? So it's really good to see, man. So just continue to do good, work hard. Life gets tough, you know. Pray to the Lord and just do what you need to do every single day, because, you know, I have that never give up mentality. No matter what, if something doesn't make sense right away, I'm not gonna give up. I'm gonna struggle, but I'm gonna get it someday, you know. And with that being said, everyone take care, stay blessed. This is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. We out. Peace. Deuces. Happy Friday, everyone. And also, too, I have a basketball game tomorrow at Newton North. It's going to be really exciting. Intramural basketball with Special Olympics. Cambridge Warriors will be playing at 10:30 and the 12:30 at Newton North High School. And get ready. It's going to be exciting. Let's go. Let's go 10-0. Let's try to get the job done. All right. Y'all take care. Stay, be easy. And also, too, one more thing I wanted to mention is that, like, the couple of games I had 8 points, 19 rebounds, my career high, 19 rebounds. Look like Dennis Rodman out here on the courts, on the basketball courts, getting those rebounds. Nobody could get rebounds over me, man. And it's like, you know, the thing is, it's just like practice. Once you practice it a whole lot, you'll become a lot better at what you do, you know. I only had 8 points, but 19 rebounds, 4 steals. That's a pretty good stat line. In 2 blocks, that's not bad, right? So you just got to practice, man. The more you practice, the better you'll get. All right? So y'all take care. Stay blessed. This is Rally Sports Talk Show, the one and only Rally Sports Talk Show in Boston. We out. Peace.